Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you this week about six ways that we can know about God's love. I mean, I think we all at times when life just gets really hectic and we get exhausted mentally, emotionally, physically, the enemy, at least in my life, has been really good at getting me to doubt, does God really love you? And I tell you, one of my favorite books in the Bible is Romans, and especially chapter 8. It's one that I need to read more often, because as I was reading it recently, it just really, really spoke to me. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. If you have your Bible, I'll give you a moment there to turn to that passage or look at it on your app, on your phone or computer. But just as I was reading just these eight verses, just these six things really jumped out at me, just reminded me to say, hey, Greg, God loves you. And I want to say to you right now, you're doubting that. Life's just really beating you up, and you're just discouraged. And I really do believe that one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement. And I just want to tell you just as simply, but as passionately as I can, that God loves you, and he hurts when you hurt. And that's one of the reasons Jesus had to come. God came down in the flesh, Emmanuel, God is with us. We celebrate that at Christmas time, and here, very short time in the near future, we're going to be celebrating Easter, Jesus' death, his burial, but also his resurrection, and that hope was alive when Jesus walked out of the tomb. And so I just want to remind you that God loves you, and that Jesus came to show us what love was and how much God loved us, that he gave the ultimate sacrifice when Jesus laid down his one and only life. Well, let's look at Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. It says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, then who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one. For God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. I want to pause there for a second before I start in verse 35 of Romans chapter 8. Friends, you need to know today that when the enemy's attacking you, that God is sitting at the right hand, that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God, saying, you know what? Hey, that's my son. That's my daughter. God, they're forgiven. I'm defending them. I know that at times we have to hire an attorney. Unfortunately, we all have situations at times, whether it's even something as simply as getting a will done, but other times it can be something more painful with a divorce or a bankruptcy, a court case. But we have to hire an attorney, and man, it's expensive. It is what it is. And yet, I think about that. Wow. Our attorney is Jesus in heaven defending us, and stand in that confidence today and know that Jesus is pleading on your behalf today, saying, this is my son, this is my daughter, whom I love, and they're forgiven. It goes on to say in Romans chapter 8, verse 35, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day, we are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Goes on to say in verse 38 in Romans chapter 8, And this is huge. I hope you're listening. Please focus in. I love Dr. Charles Stanley. Listened to him for many, many years on WJMM, 9 to 9:30, and I think maybe even 5:30 a.m. occasionally. I've been up that early and heard him, but he always would talk, and he's going to make a serious point to say, "Are you listening to me?" And it does. It gets me dialed back in, focusing in. So like one of my heroes of the faith, Dr. Charles Stanley, "Are you listening to me?" Because these next two verses, the final two verses that I'm sharing, that we're studying and looking at this week, is in verse 38, Romans chapter 8, it says, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love." Can I get an amen on that? Verse 39, "No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Oh my goodness, friends. Eight powerful verses that I would encourage you to maybe read each morning this week, or on your lunch break or coffee break or before you go to bed, just to be reminded how much God loves you. And so I want to take a look at six things that kind of spoke to me from this passage that I hope will encourage you in your walk with Jesus today and just be a reminder of how much God loves you. The first one that I'm basing off of Romans chapter 8, verse 31, says, "Even when it seems everyone else is against us, God is for us." I want to go back up to verse 31 in Romans chapter 8 real quick. "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" And I know that I know somebody either watching on our YouTube channel or listening to a podcast or on the radio here today that, you know what, that's kind of where you're at today. You're like, you know what, I feel like so many people are against me. My family, or maybe it's your coworkers. Family, friends, neighbors, coworkers are just like, I just feel like everyone's against me. And I want to remind you, friends, that if you're a follower of Jesus, you can stand on the promise of God is for us. Who can ever be against us? I love this quote by Mark Batterson. He says, "God wants you to get where God wants you to go more than you want to get where God wants you to go." Oh my goodness, that's good. I'll say this one more time. Pastor Mark Batterson, also an author of some really good books, says, "God wants you to get where God wants you to go more than you want to get where God wants you to go." Friends, know that, stand on that, based off Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Rick Warren says, "Why is this happening to me? Why am I having such a difficult time?" One answer is that life is supposed to be difficult. It's what enables us to grow. Remember, earth is not heaven. And I share that from time to time here on Hope is Here, friends, to remind you that this is not our home. This is just a dress rehearsal for heaven. I want to encourage you to honor God today, even through the pain, the heartache, and disappointment. And Jesus modeled that. Remember, they were just saying things about against him and making these false accusations. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that more as we lead up to Easter here. But remember, I love, it says, "And yet Jesus said nothing." It talks about in Isaiah that, you know, like a lamb being led to slaughter, but he said nothing about it. So, friends, sometimes we just have to just be quiet, be silent, if that's what the Lord tells us, even though we don't understand and we're hurting and we want to plead our case. And with social media, everybody's got an opinion, and yet sometimes God's just saying, you know what, just do Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Greg Laurie, a wonderful pastor in the movie The Jesus Revolution, if you've not seen that, really would encourage you to go see that, says, "If you're seeking to obey the Lord, expect obstacles, expect difficulties, but also expect God to see you through." Oh my goodness, that is so good. Read that one more time. If you are seeking to obey the Lord, expect obstacles, expect difficulties, but also expect God to see you through. And friends, we just need to know that God is going to help us. And sometimes we just want to be comfortable, and don't get me, I mean, you know, I don't want to be, don't misunderstand me, but, you know, friends, I mean, this sometimes, I mean, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have trials and tribulations, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So don't get discouraged when you have trials and tribulations. That's just kind of part of the deal here. Yet the Bible says to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. And so if you're in a season of rejoicing, praise God and thank Him for it. I know some people, they can't handle prosperity. They're looking for when the next bad thing's going to happen. And friends, it will at some point, but enjoy today. If this is a good season of life for you, be thankful for it. Or if, you know, 10 things are going on, 8 of them are pretty good, praise God for it. Don't let the enemy do what I've been guilty of doing, getting me to focus on the 2 out of the 10 that aren't going well, instead of praising God for the 8 that are just blessings. A second thing that we can know that God loves us, based off Romans chapter 8, verse 32, God spared nothing to let us know His love for us. God spared nothing to let us know His love for us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it says, since God did not spare even His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else? Dr. David Jeremiah, love this quote. He says, the same God who has given us Jesus Christ will give us all other things as well. I do want to just say as kindly as I can, though, because I need to be told this and reminded of this occasionally. You know, there's a difference in wants and needs, right? Ouch. You know, I've got wants, but I really don't have needs. I've got clean drinking water. Got clothes to wear. I've got a car to drive. I've got shelter. I've got food. I have my eyesight. I have my hands, my feet. I can taste, I can smell, I can hear. Just so many, many, many blessings that we have. And just remind you that God gives us what we need. He does supply all our needs. The Bible tells us that, okay? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, and my God shall supply all my needs through His riches in Christ Jesus. But sometimes we get wants and needs confused. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 said, but God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We're coming up on Easter, friends, so we will focus on that for a little while. But let's be honest, a lot of times after Easter's over, it's not too long before we just forget how much God really loved us. And I just want to remind you today, when you start to doubt God's love for you, look to the cross. Look to the cross. There's no greater example of God's love for us than the cross. And I see people wearing cross, and if it's a pretty, you know, or just occasionally, even if it's just a very simple cross necklace, I'll just say to somebody, hey, I like your necklace, whether it's a male or a female. You see people wear the necklaces with the cross on them, and I want to let them know that, you know, hey, there's power in that cross, and not to forget what Jesus has done for each and every one of us. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. The good news is we're going to continue tomorrow. So we're going to look at 4 other things that helps us to know that God loves us. If you've been blessed by this program, I want to encourage you to share the podcast of it. You can go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org. That's hopeisheretoday.org. And all our programs are there, and share it with somebody today that might bless and encourage them. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.